The sport of disc golf is growing in Wisconsin and around the world. According to the Professional Disc Golf Association, more than 200,000 of its members play across 54 countries.
And now the UW Green Bay campus is getting into the game with a newly designed 18-hole course that features a mix of elevations, ravines, and water hazards on 700 acres.
So what goes into designing a disc golf course that attracts both avid players and newcomers to the sport?
Ethan Harvey is Outdoor Adventure Recreation Coordinator for UW Green Bay. Ethan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
And Lindsay Krause of Manitowoc is a nationally ranked player and director of Lakeshore Ladies Disc Golf Corporation. Lindsay, welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Lindsay, starting with you, for people who are unfamiliar with the sport, how do you explain disc golf?
Yeah, I like to explain disc golf as an accessible and affordable sport. It's very similar to the sport of golf, very similar rules. You've got a driver, you'll have mid ranges and different, like you have multiple clubs, you have multiple discs for different shots. But the concept is similar. You start on a tee and you are trying to get to and in the basket in as few throws as you can.
Ethan, why build a disc golf course on the UW Green Bay campus?
Oh, wow. So many different answers to that question. And I suppose the short version is, like Lindsay said, it's accessible and it's affordable. And it's a fantastic way to utilize a beautiful piece of landscape that we had on our hands here. So we decided to put that in here, amongst other things, so that more people can come out and enjoy such a beautiful natural space.
Walk us through this course, what it's like, what are the features that you've created on these 18 holes?
Well, our designer, Kale LaVisca, has done a really fantastic job of creating a beautiful walk in the woods that involves disc golf, is kind of how we've thought about it. You start on hole one directly by the Shorewood Center building. And then from there, it's a series of, if you play from the long tees, it's strong arms and long throws, or you can play from the short tees for a slightly more or less robust experience. Some of my favorite features are the water hazard on holes four and five, especially five. There's a little tree window that you have to throw through. So this hole, and then 14, where it enters a low land, low elevation ravine by a creek, is just a particularly beautiful spot.
And Lindsay, you've checked out the course. What do you think?
Yeah, I am very excited about the opportunity. Kale is a wonderful course designer. He is one of the top course designers worldwide, and he's got some of the bigger name courses in the United States, the Preserve in Minnesota being one. So I'm excited to have his work of art, you know, right up the road here in Green Bay. And to be able to tap into that student population and engage them with the sport is extremely exciting. I'm really glad to have them, you know, here in the neighborhood.
What makes a quality course one that is both accessible for beginner players, but also really, you know, has a lot of features that may be harder for experienced players?
One of the features that Ethan touched on is distance. So, you know, our more experienced players are looking for that longer shot to be able to show off what they can do. But it's also great to have a lot of variety of shot, to have some short technical shots, some more wooded holes where you may be fighting against some trees to make your way down the fairway, also combined with some open holes. And players are looking for things like great wayfinding to make sure that the flow of the course makes sense. You aren't having to walk back up a fairway to get to the next tee pad and things like that. You know, benches, signage, things like that all also play a big difference in what is considered a good quality course.
We're talking about the sport of disc golf with Ethan Harvey there, Outdoor Adventure Recreation Coordinator at UW Green Bay. And Lindsay Krause is here, head of the Lakeshore Ladies Disc Golf Corporation in Manitowoc. Lindsay, the Lakeshore Ladies mission is to create a welcoming and empowering environment for women to play disc golf. How do you go about working toward that mission?
Yeah, so we run leagues in both Manitowoc and Sheboygan County that are, one, free to play. And two, we're just constantly marketing and trying to let ladies know that even if you've never played before and you want to come, let me know ahead of time. I'll bring a bag of discs for you to try and to play without on the course. But we just want to be an environment where we support each other. Part of what I love about disc golf is, yes, you in tournament play are competing against other players, but you're always competing against yourself. You receive a rating for your rounds. Your rating averages and propagates over time. And so you're always thriving for self-improvement. So it's a great environment for us to lift each other up and support each other in enjoying the sport that we all love. And like Ethan mentioned, it's another excuse to be out in nature and doing physical activity. And, you know, it's all great things as we try to build just this community for women as an entity.
When were you introduced to disc golf? What was your on-ramp to the sport, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around disc golf, living in Manitowoc. We have Silver Creek Park, which is one of the top 100 courses in the world. So I've always known of disc golf, but I picked up disc golf as a hobby after I finished my master's degree. I needed a hobby that wasn't work or school related for the first time in my life. So I found disc golf because it is accessible and affordable and started playing with my husband and some friends and quickly found that as a female, I felt pretty out of place. I was playing with only male counterparts out on the course. And that was what really drove me to say, build it and they will come. I found a love of the sport. I learned so much about myself and gaining confidence through the sport that I decided I'm just going to start leagues. I'm going to start competing around the state. I'm going to run a tournament. So now I run the only women's only tournament on the Wisconsin Disc Golf Tour and continue to grow and try to bring more women into the sport using that as a platform for building community.
Ethan, I would imagine this is a great outlet for students on the Green Bay campus for stress relief as well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the main parts of the university recreation, our department. Our mission is not only physical well-being, but mental well-being, which you get from physical activity, mindfulness activities. And then for my part is spending time outside. And just being out in the sun and seeing the wildlife and seeing the beautiful wildflowers that the Arboretum folks have put in and just the flowing landscape is just, you really can't beat it.
Do you have to pick up any discs that accumulate in places that they shouldn't, or is that or won't that be a problem?
Well, definitely not a problem. We're more than happy to do it. But since we opened this past Saturday on the 17th, we have four discs that we have already called people about. And then we have a disc drop behind hole one, which is basically a mail slot in the side of the building. And we have currently there are 6 discs in there that we still need to get the phone numbers off of and call people for.
Lindsay, how often do you practice?
My league is every week, so I'm playing with the other ladies every week, and then there's another league locally that I play every week, so at least twice a week, and then usually my husband and I will play 2 other rounds for fun throughout the course of the week, and then when I'm competing, I'm not competing a whole lot this year as we're planning the U.S. Women's Championship for next year, but typically when I'm competing, we're competing 3 of every 4 weeks of the month throughout the summer months. So that's a 2-round tournament usually, sometimes a 3-round tournament as well.
Wow. Okay. And you mentioned that the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships are coming to Manitowoc. Can you talk about hosting this event and what it means?
Yes, it's such a big undertaking. It's a little overwhelming. We're in the throes of it right now. But, it's going to be huge for our community. So the event in itself is going to bring over 350 competitors. This last year, they had competitors from 8 different countries. So it brings in all these big name professional players with their caddies, with their families that come to spectate. It's going to bring in spectators, camera crews, media. It's going to bring event staff. It's going to be pretty massive in terms of just the number of sheer bodies that it brings to Manitowoc County for this event. It's going to be live streamed on Disc Golf Network. You're going to see recaps of it on ESPN and post-production on YouTube. So we're going to be able to showcase our local disc golf to the world. And I'm really excited to be able to do that.
Well, Ethan and Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Ethan Harvey is Outdoor Adventure Recreation Coordinator for UW Green Bay. And Lindsay Krause of Manitowoc is Club Director of the Lakeshore Ladies Disc Golf Corporation. She's working to organize the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships that will take place in Manitowoc next year, attracting hundreds of competitors. And we've been talking about the growth of disc golf in Wisconsin and a new 18-hole course set on the UW Green Bay campus. If you play disc golf, let us know about your game and where you play. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.